Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this morning we are going to be talking about a very, very important, but yet very, very sensitive topic. And before we do that, I just want to play a song. Because I want to play this song because I want to encourage you. I want to empower you to live your absolute best life. But in order to do that, you got to take back your strength. Listen to these words and be motivated and empowered to take back all that you've got.
I didn't know my own strength.
was not built to break. No, no, I got to know my own strength.
Well, let's give it up for the dynamite, the awesome, awesome, amazing Miss Whitney Houston for that very, very, very powerful song that really does say so much about our position where you might be right now. I know that's a place that I was in and a place where I struggled for such a long time because the truth of the matter is I just really did not know my very own strength. So good morning and welcome to you. If it's your very first time tuning into the Coach Lalisa Show, we are excited that you're here, and we are glad that you found your way to the show. As I said, this month, for the entire month of April, we are lifting up victims who are either still involved in child abuse or those individuals who have been through it but you never really got over it. You know, sometimes you can get through something, but you never got over it. And, you know, I come to help people to get over what you've come through, you see. There is a such thing as getting stuck because we didn't get over it. Yeah, we got through it. So, in other words, yeah, we survived it, but we're not yet thriving. See, when you get over it is when you begin to thrive. And that is my goal, is to help people thrive beyond abuse. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, I've never taken the easy, you know, route here lately. I did, yeah, years ago. But lately, I don't necessarily have to take the easy assignments. You know, everybody has their things in life where they look forward to the challenges that what they're involved in presents. And helping someone thrive beyond their abuse or other situations that were traumatic or tragic for you. I want to help you thrive beyond that because I've learned that in my having been sexually abused and raped, that what I went through were lessons that I can pull from that, that other people can use in other areas of their life. Maybe you've never been molested. Maybe you've never been raped. Maybe you've never been physically abused. But you have had other traumas in your life. Maybe you've been rejected. Maybe as a child your parents left you. Maybe you were bullied in school. Maybe you just subconsciously, or in your mind, you didn't feel adequate. Some people just suffered low self-esteem just for, you know, their own reasons. And these lessons, these life lessons that I want to be sharing with you, not only throughout the month of April, but that's what the Coach Lalisa Show is really all about. It's about helping people get to a great, great place in their lives where you're thriving. You know, that's one of my favorite words. As soon as I learned about that word, I attacked that word right away. I attached to it quickly. It's one word I love outside of salvation, but there's a lot of words I love when it comes to the Lord: healing, salvation, deliverance, peace, love, joy, kindness. There's a lot of words I love, but if there's one word that I love that's not necessarily quoted like that in the Bible, and that is the word thrive. When I learned that word, I was like, yes. And so I immediately attached myself to that word. And, you know, I was doing the thriving before I ever learned what the word meant. You know, I started out this life surviving the molestation. Every night that I was molested and that I woke up and was able to go about the day, even though the days didn't always seem so successful. But I was surviving because I would go to school, I would get kicked out of school, or I would go to school, I'd get picked on in school, or I'd go to school, and I never had a whole lot of good school days, you know. That's from as early as I can remember. I remember a kindergarten over at Sands Elementary School in Cincinnati, Ohio, because we did not live that far from the school. And I remember kindergarten, you know, and I don't remember the teacher, the teacher's name. I can't even really picture the teacher. But I remember that the teacher was pretty nice to me for the most part. I was probably a typical, as I state in my book, my first chapter is entitled, you know, it was good, it was okay, it wasn't the worst it could have been. I'm sure it could have been a lot worse, and it certainly wasn't the best. But it was, you know, it was kindergarten, and I did some things. I remember painting and finger painting and all those normal things and eating some cookies and milk and going to sleep in the classroom. But other than that, you know, it was some very, very dark days. And those dark days turned into darker days. And as I got older, the days got darker. And so it became just a survival mindset. I wasn't even thinking about surviving. I was just doing it. I didn't set out to say, okay, you know, I'm being abused here at home. You know, shouldn't be happening. I didn't do anything wrong. This person is horrible. I didn't think like that. I just went about my everyday life, most cases barely making it, most cases not feeling good about myself, low self-esteem. The persons who studied low self-esteem could have got 3 PhDs just off my life. My self-esteem was low in every, you know, sense of the word. I probably added some new levels to low self-esteem. You know, you don't be molested at home by a close family member that you know is a family member. It's not like I thought this person was an outsider. I knew I was too young for the things to be happening to me, but I didn't know it was wrong. I thought, you know, as a child, you know, we played and did things that, you know, kids can sometimes do when they're together alone, left in a room. Okay, so for you parents who think your children are just in there playing video games, I pity you. I really do. I pity the parents who think that, oh, my kids, oh, they're just in there, oh, they're just there watching TV or whatever it is you think they're in there doing alone. I really do. I'm sad for parents like that, because that means that, well, like my pastor said a word yesterday in church, the word is denial. You're in denial. You're in denial. He used it as an acronym. And I don't remember exactly how he put it, but it ends up saying, it spells that I'm lying to myself. You know, that's what being in denial is. It's, you know, lying to yourself. And you know, I feel sorry for, so, I, you know, we were a lot of kids in that room, and there was a lot of stuff that can go on when this happens. And so, you know, when the molestation started from this adult person, you know, now it's no longer just the kids, okay, but now it's these adults that are touching you. It's real confusion there. It's real confusion. And I could see why a lot of young people, especially 8-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 5-year-olds, I could see why they could have potentially allow it to happen and not think that they need to say anything to anyone. Because if you're playing with your siblings and you play touching each other, because, you know, kids have bodies, they're going to explore their bodies. Hello? Again, parents who are in denial, I pity you. Wake up. Wake up. And especially these days, with all of the sex, your child, as a matter of fact, you should do a study, or you should go and you should either do a study or go read some studies on how much sex your child sees in any given period, whether you want to look at it in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, even if you want to look at it in an hour, how much sex the average child sees. It's a lot. And so if you think that your little children are just, you know, not even aware of their body parts that they see on TV every day, TV, videos, every day, their friends, magazines, books, every day they see these body parts. And unlike with us, your children get to see them operating, and we didn't. You know, I didn't. What we did, we had to imagine. We had to make it up. But these kids, they don't have to make up anything. They can just turn on TV, and they will get a full-blown sketch of everything that their body parts are supposed to do. Well, why do you think these young girls want breasts so quickly now? I mean, I know girls have always wanted breasts, but not like today. Like when I was growing up, sure, you know, I never wanted them, but I know that's what kids talked about sometimes. But certainly not in the fifth grade. I was in the fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade. It was never even a thought. But these children today, they want body parts because they know what is done with them because they see it. But for parents who are in denial, I pity you, okay? So, you know, by the time these kids run into a person who wants to touch them on these body parts, it's not like a foreign concept to them, at least with us. It was a little bit foreign, okay, unless, of course, you had siblings. And if you had siblings, okay, and sometimes these siblings touch each other. Even the sleepovers. Hello? Wake up, Mommy. Wake up, Daddy. It's not to say that you can't let your child go to a sleepover, but, you know, that's why the Word of God tells parents to train up your children. You should be training them of what not to do. Now, if they go off and do it, that's not your problem. Because you trained them, though. So you should be sitting your little children down. I don't care if they're three. And you should be telling them, don't do this. Don't do that. If you go to so-and-so's house, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Yes. Okay, so you don't tell them, and guess what? They watch whatever they want to watch on television. They read whatever they want to read in books and magazines. They talk to their friends who do stuff. They text. They're on. I know children who are on Facebook already, little kids who have Facebook pages. Can't go to the library, but they got a Facebook page. Don't know how to go to the library and look up, you know, a certain book, but they can get a Facebook page and connect with people all over the world. So I'm just bringing all this up because I'm trying to make you realize that it's very, very easy to become a victim of child abuse. And it's even easier for children to not say anything about it. And then the next step typically, after types of child abuse where there's, you know, fondling, whether there's full penetration or not, or what have you, typically the very next step is fornication or sex or whatever you want to call it. Typically, that is the next step. It's not typically child abuse, molestation, touching, and then I'll just sit and do nothing. As long as nobody's touching me, I won't even think about sex. I won't even want it. I'll just wait until I get married, and then I'll have sex. It doesn't typically go that route. It's normally, once the child has been violated, penetrated, touched, exposed, I will say exposed, it's almost like when you have a virus exposed to your body, whether it be HIV, a common cold, pneumonia, or whatever virus that is exposed inside your system, it's going to take over. It's going to take over as much as it can. And sex, trust me, can go very, 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 very far. And God knows this. God knows this full well. That's why he set up a lot of instruction about it. You could read the whole book of Proverbs. You could read Genesis. You could read Exodus and almost every other book in the Bible. And you will see all of the, protections, all of the instructions that God has put in place because of what all can happen. And so I'm here doing the show because I want to raise people's awareness. You know, what happened to me, it devastated my life. It totally devastated my life. And, you know, there are people who hear my story, and especially when I let them know that, you know, well, either if I let them know I had been molested for 13 years by a very close family member that ended when I was 18. So by the time I remember, like, somehow I remember that age of, like, by the time I was probably 14, 15, at least definitely by the time I was 15, you know, I was, it probably was even before that, between 14, 15, because I'm thinking I was in the ninth grade. By the time I got into the ninth grade, it was, you know, I was having sex with this close family member. That was very devastating because it was going against what God, you know, had put in place. He did not put in place for me to have been violated like that, to have been abused like that. That was not, you know, what he wanted for my life. And so I was going against my God-given identity, purpose, and plan. Plus, it was embarrassing. It was very shameful. I had to do a lot of hiding, because no one in my family knew. If they did, no one said anything. I can't, you know, I don't, sometimes people know stuff, but they don't say stuff, you know, people that see things are going on, but they don't really say anything. So I don't think, because, I mean, we did our best. I had to connive to get this done with this person. You know, we made sure that no one knew about it as far as we know. So I had a very devastating life. I thank God every day. I mean, there are people who I go to church with and, you know, on a regular Sunday basis. And these people see, like, just like out of nowhere, you know, I can shout. I can shout on the preaching. I can shout on the singing. You know, I can shout if somebody's just standing up there, you know, reading the scripture, if I'm so moved, because I am so grateful. I am so, I'm just really, I'm in awe at God that I'm even alive, number one, because the things that happened to me could have killed me. So I am so happy. You just don't know how happy I am. For every single day of my life, I'm happy. And that's why I fight so hard to help people. You know, I have to fight to help people. Do you know helping people isn't easy? You know, that's like a job in and of itself, just to help others. And it's not about the people who don't want help. It's the other people who don't care if people get help or not. They will fight you. And it's not people. It's Satan. Because Satan wants people stuck in their bondage. And there are a lot of people who are in bondage. And some, for all kinds of reasons, I can only help those. I'm just helping those that are stuck in some kind of bondage due to having been sexually abused. So, you know, parents, if you think your child is acting weird and acting funny and you can't figure it out, let them tune into the show. You can do it anonymously. You don't have to dial in. I open up the chat room. A person can sign in as an anonymous guest. A person can go back and listen to the archive. I'm here to set someone free today. I'm not, you know, I love doing Blog Talk Radio. Absolutely love being a radio show host. I could talk about a number of topics. I could get on here and just play music, and that would be helpful to people. I could get on and, you know, read a bunch of quotes from a lot of different people's books. But I am here because I know that someone is in bondage to what has happened to them, and they're not able to thrive in their life. And I am committed to helping people thrive even in the face of their abuse. Even if they have been sexually molested, if they have been abused. And this doesn't mean that everyone has to get a radio show like Coach LaLisa and come on the air and talk about what happened to them. It's not about that. This is an anointed mission that I'm on. This is something that God has anointed me for. He may have anointed you to do something else, and he may have anointed you to do exactly this. Do it, but I'm just making it very plain that we don't want people to get hurt also because you're trying to emulate someone else. You have to walk in your own purpose that God has for you. But that's part of the key, is that you have to seek God's purpose for your life. If you want to thrive beyond not only abuse, but illness, financial disaster, mental illness, all kinds of things. If you want to survive it, and really thrive it, rather, this is easy to survive. It's the thriving that so many people are not doing. It's the thriving that's breaking God's heart, because he created you to thrive beyond your abuse. Look at the woman who had the issue of blood. She thrived beyond her problem. Look at the woman at the well. She thrived beyond her situation. Look at Rahab. She thrived past, way past her circumstances. And we can consider Joseph, who was thrown in a pit, thrown in prison. But yet he thrived beyond his condition. So you too can thrive. You must thrive. It is God's desire that you thrive beyond your abuse. And so I want you to continue to follow us. I'm going to give you some steps in some of the subsequent shows right here. We just have a half hour together. But certainly you're welcome to go back and listen to the archives. Tomorrow morning we do have the Coastal Lisa show at 7. Our focus will not be sexual abuse, but on Wednesday it will. But then on Thursday I have a special guest coming on today who's just going to tell us some, share with us some successes and accomplishments that she's had in life at a very young age. And then on Friday, so pretty much Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, we will definitely be dedicated to sexual abuse, and we will have other programs for you. But that's all we have time for today. Again, I pray that many people who are victims will come and get the thriving that you deserve. You deserve it. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.